Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
You can take my love, you can take my land, but please don't take me where I cannot stand. I get vertigo. Welcome back, Browncoats and Filthy Alliance Captains, to another Space Cowboy episode of Cosmic Firefly. This is your GM Patrick here, wearing my blue gloves and getting ready to get down and dirty. Blasting afterburners and quick drawing pistols with me this week are my five unlikely shipmates and your players. To my far left, the hero of Canton and the guy who likes to name his weapons. It's Jabert jabbering away as Jamfram Jane.
And I'm Schwam. I should totally name my sword.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got a couple books left.
Yeah.
Across the digital table from me, the most attractive courtesan this side of the verse, it's Miles Make 'em Believe as Redacted Sarah.
Good evening.
To my right, a religious man with a dark and murky past, why it's Tyler, taking over as Booker Pradier.
Hello there.
To my immediate left, captain of the Firefly, whose main goal is to keep it flying, we got Drew, dying to play Zilix Malfell.
So we're going to record the middle part of the episode and put it first, and then record the first part of the episode and put it towards the end, or what? Or how are we going to do this?
Yeah, the season's all mixed up. And across from him, the pilot who dances like a leaf on the wind, watch how they soar, it's none other than Rebecca and Sky, rolling with Washer and Sky.
You're going to make me cry.
Oh, I'm sorry. No spoilers for the movie. I'm talking about the show, Rebecca.
Oh, Alan Tudyk is coming to Con this year. Isn't that exciting?
That's yes. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. He's just so good in everything he does.
He really is. He's a great voice actor too.
So talented. Oh
yeah, it's one of those that I wish he wasn't also such a great voice actor, but he's like be in everything. I mean, really recognize it.
He's in every Disney Studios movie.
I always
now.
Think of King Candy. That's the thing that
like, candy.
Pops in my candy. Head when I think about
it. It's so over the top. It's so crazy. And yeah, he's great. Great as Wash.
I went to Juilliard.
He is also great in the DC animated Harley Quinn show as the Joker and Clayface.
I didn't realize he was the Joker too. That's fun. Yeah.
Right. Oh boy, it's been like 25 something years since Firefly. 22 years since Firefly.
Did you say my name was Redacted Sarah?
Yeah. What's the courtesan's name?
S-E-R-A.
Anara Sarah?
I've not ever known her last name.
Yeah. I just knew Anara.
Anara Redacted.
Anari.
That's why I gave you a weird face. I was like, I don't know what he's talking about. I think he means Anara, but like.
Yeah, let's go mostly with last names here. Great show. Great movie. Enjoyed the movie a lot. Can't believe fumbled that show so hard.
Yeah. Back in the day.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, to be fair, I didn't watch it when it was on TV, though. I'm part of the problem.
Same. But here's
it was a Friday night show. And there's a reason it's called The Death Slot.
Oh my gosh. Tudyk was in Encanto.
Yeah.
He's in every Disney
for the last decade.
He was in Frozen.
He was the freaking chicken in Moana. He was Hey Hey.
He was the chicken in Moana, I still did not know that he was in
Boat Snack.
Wait, who was he in Encanto?
He was one of the toucans.
Just of course he was.
To the kid that,
of course he was.
It's the bird that like I don't know if it talks to the kid or if it's the toucan that follows Mirabel into Bruno's tower, but I had no idea.
Gosh, he was the Duke of Wesselton in Frozen, and then in Zootopia he was Duke from Weaseltown.
Yep.
pretty good stuff.
He was a bunch of things in Frozen too. Oh my goodness. Sorry.
Are you ready to get back into this week's episode to play some Starfinder?
I mean, I do like talking about Alan Tudyk, but
is that what we do here?
No. We have a little bit of chit chat before, but then we get down to the nitty gritty. And the nitty gritty this week, when this episode comes out, is Starfinder 2E playtest will be out by the time this episode drops.
I was about to ask, when is the playtest coming out? Man, I wish I had. That would have been a perfect segue for you. But,
boy, way to not team me up, Rebecca. Gen Con is this weekend, I think. Right? Gen Con
2025. Yeah, sure.
Cool.
August 1st to the 4th, and I believe the playtest is officially starting August 1st, so Thursday. So yeah, I'm gonna be reading over some new rules and stuff myself that night. But here on the podcast, we're not going to get to a lot of Starfinder 2E playtest stuff probably until like next year, besides some other like little field test stuff that we want to record. But I think we want to give the full adventures their time to shine. But a lot of stuff coming out. There's like a full like 4 or 5 level adventure dropping Thursday, which they did not name after us, but it is called A Cosmic Birthday. And then there's a couple of Starfinder Society kind of like 1 hour adventures that come out then as well. And then there's one more long adventure and 2 hour longs that are going to come out in like October. So by the time we get to it, we'll have a lot of stuff to do and probably be on our Patreon. A little bit on our Patreon.
It's pretty cool that they're making all this content just for us.
Yeah,
well, specifically just for us.
We'll have a good amount to play once we do get to it. And but yeah, we gotta get through. We gotta eat our veggies first and play Starfinder First Edition. So let's get back to it. You guys remember what happened the last time on Cosmic Crit?
Oh God, no.
Yeah, you'll continue the fight against Censored, and Asher and Sky hacked the console, stopping the rocket self-destruct. The gray former teacher of Redacted took their jetpack to make his escape, leaving you all to deal with his hack construction robots. After you all secured the launch site, Operation Sharpwing continued a few days later with its first satellite launch. Months after that, Ezran called you into a meeting explaining that Sharpwing had detected an emergency signal near the North Pole. Redacted cracked the code and discovered it was a Vescarium encoded message. As you went to explore the freezing wastes, you began to search a frozen river crossing, and as you did, Jamfrom sensed a massive creature beneath the ice that burst through to attack you all. It's an icy crab-like monster. Wah 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 wah. What's wrong with that, Les?
I got one. The signal was coming from Santa Claus and not some alien things. It was different from that.
That's what we told you, but we have something else to tell you, Jabert.
No, I've been
betrayed. So sorry.
I've been betrayed.
Santa Claus lives up the South Pole. We lied to you all this time.
He's the Water Nation.
Censored is the former great rival of Redacted, not teacher.
I've got colleague written down here. I'll take it. Yep, that's correct.
Actually, we did not crack the VESC code.
That's another one. Yeah, nobody cracked it. I don't know what it is exactly. Seemed like a encoded security kind of beacon that was activated, but you're not sure what it's.
So it still technically could be Santa Claus.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Bring us home, Rebecca. Bring us home.
Rebecca's face is like,
bring it home. Uh-oh. You got one.
Taylor, you got one, I'm sure.
I do have one, but I want Rebecca to no, get this please. Victory.
Please. No, I am.
Hey, how about this? If you get all 5, we've never done this before. If you get all 5, everyone gets a reroll.
Ooh. I'm just going to say,
Rebecca, make that rule on the fly.
I'm just going to say, Rebecca's going to look pretty bad if both Miles and Drew got one and she didn't.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty tricky ones these last few, so.
You act like I'm upset by that. I really am not. That's no. Great. I'm so proud of y'all.
That is the exact same thing.
The things we got right, or well, I think I got right, was about my character. So like, let's not pretend I paid attention.
Rebecca sounds like she's talking to a dog that didn't poop right inside the house for once. It's like, you went outside. I'm so proud of you.
Okay, so let's start with the easy one. Actually, they're not hack construction robots. I believe they were hack security robots.
I'll take it. They're technically called guardian robots. Guardians.
Second is, and this one is a gimme because you didn't move.
Wait.
Tyler. That,
oh, I thought you said if we get all 5.
Later,
yeah, Jabert and Rebecca have to get one, too.
Later. It was a few months later, not a few days later.
Oh, that's incorrect. Sorry, Rebecca.
What?
Nope. Operation Sharpwing launched a few days later.
Then we met a few months later for the thing that it told us.
Oh, guys, Rebecca ruined it for all of you. And Jabert was definitely going to get his, too.
Oh, for sure.
It was. It was.
The other thing is, or there's two more wrong things. Rebecca did not stop a self-destruct. She stopped it from launching and then coming back and hitting the facility. It was just going to go up and then go down again. Not the same as self-destruct. And you guys aren't on a frozen river crossing. You are on a frozen lake, of course. And that is, I've already taken you to the map that's called Frozen Lake, where we start this week's episode. I just realized.
I've already done man. This. If I just scrolled
that's what,
up.
That's what I was trying to say. I was like, the second
the
one,
very obvious
you, one. You've already given to us, so you didn't move us off the map.
Well, I didn't even have this map set up last week. Yes, when we start this week's episode, it's initiative roll time because, of course, a giant creature has burst forth from under the lake. Looks like a big old crab with like a bunch of stalagmite-like ice crystals all over the back of its carapace, like dark blue ice crystals. Go ahead, everyone, and roll into the initiative turn order.
Oh, Patrick, I have one. It was on a frozen lake.
Oh, yeah, there you go, Jupert. Oh, man, it stinks. Rebecca messed up that other one.
Hold on. It's a few months later, right? So I'm at full health?
Yes. Jiminy Christmas.
Sure? Sorry.
Well, I did also say you guys were fully healed up like 2 days after.
Yeah, I thought Rebecca was razzing you hard right there.
No, I thought that was intentional. Paying attention. I was reading my notes again because I was like, it says a few months later.
Well,
it doesn't say a few days later.
To be fair, last week we also rolled against some cold damage, so you might have had cold damage. I think you rolled to save against it though.
Okay.
A few people took some cold damage last week, so not everyone is at full health. Let's see here. What did I get on the initiative? Oh, well, not great.
What was the save for that cold damage? Because I didn't write it down.
Starts at DC 15. And
I rolled an 11, so I...
Yeah, I think you?
That would have been 10 damage.
Failed? Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it gets a little colder, or it gets a little harder to save against as that goes on. But right, so we did roll some in perceptions last week, and so we are going to have a surprise round. And in that surprise round, it's just a Jamfram and a giant ice creature that has kind of snuck up on you. Jamfram, sensing this, kind of held back behind the space wagon walker. And you're up first, Jabert, with a move or standard action against this beast.
Let's see. I suppose I will align my shield against it. That'll be my first action.
Let's see here.
I hope it's not EAZ attacks.
This thing, as it rises through the ice, it's like cracking through still as its turn continues. You see these giant splinters kind of form out towards the walker. Can everyone make an acrobatics check, and Jamfram also make me a reflex save. Do pretty high acrobatics. Okay. So Jamfram has, it's mostly gonna matter against Jamfram. Jamfram has saved on the reflex DC 17, fail the acrobatics check on your first turn. If you guys rolled under
I failed the acrobatics check.
It's supposed to be athletics. Do you have a better athletics?
Oh yes, I do, actually.
You said acrobatics.
I apologize. No,
it is. Why everyone rolled acrobatics.
It is acrobatics. This is for like staying upright as the ice kind of like shifts underneath.
Okay.
Sorry. DC 25 acrobatics. If you failed it,
Jesus,
you are off balance for your first turn here. If you fail this reflex save within a certain amount of this hole being formed, you fall in the water, but Jamfram does not. And that is going to take us to our first full turn, redacted. On to you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the walker is going to move. Do you see this little giant crack and pool of ice in the middle? So we're going to go kind of to the northeast a little bit. Who's still in the car with me?
It's up to you guys if you want to get out before.
Oh, no, we talked about that last week, and I feel like several people got out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting out. Still, I don't remember what I said, but
if we're still in the car, do we not get knocked over?
I think everyone said they were a little worried about this thing falling through the ice. And yes, even if you're in the car, you could like fall as the thing lurches. It's a lurcher.
All right, so doing that, and then I'm going to take a shot with my accelerator rifle.
Okay.
And miss.
Blasting. Bubba, missing. Asher and Sky, you're up next in the initiative turn order.
Hey, sorry. I'm trying to figure out where I can move and still be within range of it, but not shooting through jam from. Okay, I'm going to move over here.
Move in the opposite direction of the walker.
Yeah, and as I do, I'll bring out my sonic pistol. I assume that I don't have it out. Do I have to pull it out? Or do I have it out?
I don't think you guys had your weapons drawn, except for perhaps Jamfram, who was sensing this thing was coming.
All right, well, I will not roll a trick. Here we go. It's a 21 to hit.
Okay, against EAC, and you succeeded crazily on your acrobatic check. So against EAC, that is going to be a hit.
That does 4 damage. Sonic damage.
Okay. Going through. See maybe some of the crystals pop on its back there. Maybe a little hairline fracture, I should say, on one of them. Drew, Zilixthel is up.
Do we need to do anything to counteract failing this acrobatics check?
Nope. It's just till the end of this turn, you're going to have off target.
So Zilix is going to activate his gear array to have his gun appear in his hands, and he is also going to activate his sheath array to bulk himself up and give himself a little bit of a boost to acrobatics checks should we need to make another one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Jamfram, back to you.
Oh, right. Okay. So, all right, I'm off balance at the moment, but I will, I guess I'm going to do what I always do, unless I want to do what I like to do, and I instead attack defensively. I'm going to do what I like to do and attack defensively.
Is that what you like to do?
That's what I like to do.
What?
Yeah, I don't do it so often, but...
But I do like to do it. I like it when I do.
I've got things about, like, attacking defensively. So it's like... It's not as big a negative, and I get a better bonus to my AC. Hmm. So... So it's a -4 normally. So for me, it's a -3. So yeah, I'm just going to swing that sword. -3, 21 dead.
Does this include?
Yes.
Being off.
Oh, wait, is it off target?
Off target. Yes.
No, it doesn't.
That is a miss. And does doing it defensively make it a full action?
Yes, it does.
Then we're on to the ice creature's turn. Got jammed from right here, which means it's bite time. It's pincers coming at you. Gonna pinch you. Pinch you real good, jammed from. What's your armor class against it?
Well, I'm still looking it up. Sorry. Apologize. Because it's, like I said, I've got a bunch of stuff. So I've got the defending fusion.
I bet I need to roll double digis, so I'm going to roll.
Yeah.
If I get some double digis, I'll feel good. Ugh, it's right there in the middle. I need to know the number now. Okay. I rolled a 10.
Yeah. Let's see.
The worst number you could have rolled.
Probably.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a +4 to my AC with the shield aligned. So 31.
I rolled a 30. So that is a fail. Yeah. This thing's pinchers come down right around your shield and goes clunk. It like kind of looks at its pincher like, what? What happened?
No, normally this would just cut him in half. I don't understand.
It'll kind of like scramble up, just do a little move step on top of the ice here and end its turn and take us to Praedir.
Okay. Well, Praedir stands up.
So I don't think you fell down. You're just off target if you failed that.
I probably also fell down. I'm pretty weak.
That's fine.
I have the ankles of, I don't know,
the Arthur.
Yeah,
baby doe.
Yeah, baby doe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got them.
Baby Vagoda. It's gonna keep naming the ancient people that are already dead.
I would like to make a knowledge check against the enemy.
I bet you would. That'd be that arcana that you hear so much about.
There's no arcana in this game.
You know what I meant, Tyler. Don't pretend like you did.
Mysticism.
Yeah. You dirty son of a beast. You know what I meant. Just let me have my unified finder system, second edition. It's coming out this week.
So sorry.
33.
It's CR8. So that is a success. You know, this is, well, it's a creature in the AP known as the Lake Horror. It is a variant Gaminor.
I mean, you know what I
want. Gaminor. I don't know what you want. It's a magical beast. Cold magical beast. What would you like to know about it?
Doth it have a brain? This is mindless, Patrick.
It is not.
Woo!
Don't believe.
Do I get to know anything else?
No, that was your question. You wasted it. You absolutely waste it. You wasted it.
Nobody wants to just blow a level 3 spell into a mindless creature. And you never know with these things. You never know.
You can give them an embolism like that, you know?
Yeah. Blowing into them. I'm gonna wait till the creature roars and I'm gonna blow directly into its little mouth parts.
Aw.
And hope that the embolism kills it. Okay, I'm going to move up right behind Jamfram.
That's me.
And we're going to cast... Oh, I'm going to change the order of operations I just did. I'm going to cast Wisp Ally on it. Then I'm going to move up to be right behind Jamfram.
That will take us to turn two. Back to Redacted.
All right. Right now, Redacted is just going to take another shot.
Single shot. It's a hit.
For 9 points of damage.
Okay. Ouch. This is just piercing damage. Okay, going through 9. What about your move action?
Sticking where I am for right now.
Okay, that's fine. That'll take us to Asher and Sky.
All right, Asher and Sky are going to move quite a ways up. Yeah, I have 50 land speed, so I move way up here, and I'm still within range with my sonic weapon. Sonic pistol, so I'm going to take a shot, and this is with a trick.
Tricking and shooting.
CR 17 or lower on the trick, and a 21 to attack.
That is a trick and a hit.
All right. I like it. 5. 25 damage.
Looks like it. Yeah, I've gotten that written down already. Pretty good. You see like an entire crystal on the back of this creature shatter and rain down ice and snow down on Jamfram and Praetor.
They are also flat-footed until the start of my next turn.
Flat-footed and got a Wisp Ally on this thing. Oh, wait, no. I guess Redacted would have used the Wisp Ally. Is that right?
Redacted would have used the Wisp Ally, yeah.
Then flat-footed as we go to Zelix.
How stable does this thing seem on the ice?
It's got its, you know, tensor legs really dug in there.
Probably not worth it to shoot the ice out from under it.
The ice will require like 100 damage to break in a significant enough way. And it seems to be able to swim through the icy water. So probably
seems really risky with your friends standing on the same ice as the creature.
It seems like it'd be a minor inconvenience.
All right, we're going to boost and shoot.
Boosted shot. Boom, boom.
19.
Boom, boom. Ooh, that's a miss against me. Oh, no, that's a hit because it's flat-footed. Booyah. Just flat-footed.
Woo! So that's going to be 13 plus 6 for 19 points of damage.
Fire damage?
Fire damage.
Okay. Good news and bad. It takes more fire damage, but you see it like kind of anchor itself and angle some of its ice crystals in way of blocking this shot, so not all that damage goes through, but you see an ice crystal shatter on its like big claw. So 19, technically this is 27 damage, but not all of that is getting. It's crazy how that works. Crazy. Jamfram, we're on to you.
Oh boy. Well, I'll be honest, that seemed to work pretty well. Wait a minute. So full attacks.
Yeah, you're no longer off
steps. Well, 5 foot steps are considered move actions now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I'll just step in and attack it.
I mean, it's not a, it won't trigger attack of opportunity, but
no, right. But I can't take a 5 foot step and then do a
full action.
Full action.
No, no.
No, but what I will do is I will try to intimidate this thing with my challenge, my mighty challenge. Moving in. I'm making an attack. No negatives this time because I'm good at my job. Oh, that was a natural 19.
It was. That was some malarkey. Okay. 19 would have done it, but this 9, it's not. Oh, this is. No, no, no. Sorry. This is the. I thought this was the intimidate first. Flat-footed 9 is 21. That is a hit.
Oh, great. Okay, cool.
Sorry. Yeah, so I'm thinking like 32 for it's. I was like, boy, 19 would have really hit that 32. Intimidate DC. Sorry. So it's not intimidated, but yeah. You have hit its KAC flat footed for 22 damage.
For 22 damage.
Okay. It's going to bloody this thing as you see a bunch of ichor, icy kind of slush coming out of its busted up claw. Like about it. Half the crystals on its back have cracked or shattered at this point.
They feel good.
Yeah. What's it got to do? Let's turn. I don't have any ranged attack, so it looks like I'm forced to goof up a jam from. Not much else I can do here. So I'll double attack jam from.
All right. So right
probably,
now I'm at.
I probably don't need these negatives.
Right now I'm sitting at a 28 for AC.
Yeah, this 2 is a toot, definitely a miss. The 18 is going to be a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Minus 4. So first hit on this creature. A bunch of D4. Nearly minimum damage. Just piercing, right? Yeah. 18 points of piercing damage. And then as this thing crunches around your shield and maybe clips your armor a bit here, but you feel its icy grasp kind of coming over your entire armor. Can you make me a fortitude save?
All right. So this is not environmental. So this will not.
It is a very simple DC, though. So you've just succeeded here with 16 and you're taking a little bit more cold damage, but you're not staggered by it.
That's good.
I believe D8 cold damage. Mm-hmm. So I've rolled a 17, which means 8 points of cold. And we are back to.
Oh, what kind of damage? What kind of damage was it, by the way? Was it
the original was piercing?
I would like to point out that not a single solitary thing in this whole campaign has done slashing damage since I picked up flashing resistance. Not a single solitary creature.
Did I say piercing? I meant slashing. We just look ahead.
It's not like it's your fault. It's
just looking ahead to a couple other fights. Oh. Uh-oh. I'm just kidding. All right. Pratier, bottom of the turn order. Turn 2, what do you want to do?
I need to hold my turn until...
Bottom of the turn.
Yeah. Yep. I need to just skip my turn and put me in front of Jamfram.
Do you want to ready an action or...
No, because that would be using my turn to ready an action.
Okay, calm down. You don't get a... You're skipping an entire turn if you do that. If you're
yes,
being told okay, that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. I mean, I have. Well, I shouldn't say I have no choice, but in order for Jamfram to be able to use the Wisp Ally ability, I have to be right in front of him, so it guarantees that when he attacks, he gets to use it. When I'm below him in the turn order like this, this is kind of you know, it's just what I have to do. Otherwise, Redacted's going to take it, and that's not a very good use of it if I.
It's okay. I'm worried this thing will be dead by the time we get back around to you. So it's like, have fun. Hey, that's not even, doing that's anything, even better. Tyler, you jerk. Redacted, turn 3. We're back to you, Miles. It feels bad now. I'm at the bottom of the turn order with my stupid ice crab. What do you want to do, Miles? You want to unmute your microphone is what you're going to do first.
Not a whole lot for me to do. Hey, well, no. Yeah, I'm just going to shoot it.
Single shot?
Yeah.
Love it.
Blasting. 3 on the dice.
Womp miss.
Missing. You got an episode reroll that you helped carve out for this party.
I'm not using for this.
Always take that. All right. Then
it ain't that dire right now.
We're on to Azure and Sky. Just because I said you're probably going to kill it this turn. It's still got teeth. It's still got claws.
All right. Azure and Sky are once again going to move their speed. To way up here
Oh, gosh. It's
going around and around.
Dance around this giant ice hole.
Trying to make it dizzy, you know? I'm going to take a shot. CR3 on the trick attack and a 15 on the attack.
What are these dice? Oh, 6 on the attack.
Awful.
Dice.
Awful is what they
yeah.
are.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and take off this flat footed from my cleacha here and take us to Drew Zilix's turn.
Oh, doctor. Well, you know, we're just going to go out there and we're going to shoot and boost. We're going to boost and then shoot.
Boost and shooting? Boogie?
Oh, no, boost and shoot.
The boost shoot boogie.
Ooh, yeah.
26 to hit.
That's a hit. Oh, we got good damage here, too. Ooh.
Oh, let's see what that D6 gives us, gang. It's going to be 15 plus 4 for 19 points of damage. Somehow that's the only damage I can do.
Okay. Yeah, it's so funny because it says vulnerability to fire, but also while its ice crystals are on its back, it has resistance to fire, so you do more damage, but it's taking a chunk off the top here, but you've still put on a whole bunch, but it is still up as we go to Pradier. You're still here.
I'm casting phase blade. Oh, I gotta move. Whoop. Just move.
Okay.
If you want to stab me, you may.
Yeah, this thing, if you're provoking attack of opportunity, it'll try. You sure you want to do that?
Put me towards the briny death.
You probably do want to do this. Okay, pincer attack. Doot, doot, doot. Ooh, 17 on the dice. That is a hit.
That's a hit without even any of your bonuses. It's just raw hit on the dice.
20 points of piercing damage.
Oh.
20 points of piercing damage.
All right, that hurt.
And yeah, I think it hurt. And you're casting Phase Blade?
Phase Blade on Jamfram.
Jamfram, you got a lot going for you on these attacks here, but it's no longer distracted by Asher and Skye's dance around the ice hole. What would you like to do?
All right, well. Okay. All right, language, Patrick, language.
She's lovingly, they're lovingly both dancing around this gaping ice hole.
Let's see. So what all kind of bonuses I got going on here? Yeah, Wisp Ally, which is plus two. Okay. And then I got, what was the phase blade? Is that
phase blade is all your attacks for this round are against EAC instead of EAC. KC.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we're going double attack. Yeah, for sure.
That's what
yeah.
I figured was going to happen.
So the
first one gets a plus two.
Okay, so effectively minus two. So I'm putting minus two in right now. So here we go. 29. It's a
super hit.
Super. So don't have any critical. Wait, no. Of course I do. Severe wound.
A classic.
Classic.
We'll say 29 points of damage is not enough to kill it. So let's get to that severe wound table. It's so close to kill it.
Oh, right. I can roll twice. It's just two bleeds.
Okay. Then second attack. Let's do it. Jamfram.
Can we do it? Can we do it? Do another one of them amazing, beautiful attacks.
Oh, only a 20 this time. But this is against EAC.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah.
It's a hit.
Oh, for another 29 points of damage.
It's very dead. It had one hit point.
Oh my god.
Just one from that. And yeah, as you slice off its claw and then like stab your yet to be named magical sword deep inside its weird looking mouth, it just kind of like falls over back into the hole. Goes,
does it go, what did I do?
I was welcoming you guys to the North Pole. Santa has cocoa for you.
My name's Bielzar, the ice crab.
We are out of combat, not out of danger yet, because you're facing extreme cold here on the frozen lake.
Turn the heat on the car. Put on blast.
I think we talked about how it's an open air vehicle.
It's okay. I'm right in front of the vents.
So yeah, you got all right in front of it. All so the vents are totally cool.
Going right to redact it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little hose goes from the ones on the passenger side of your best friend's ride. Right.
Yeah. Second, what do you guys... second, if we could make a Scrubs joke.
Hey, Don't go chasing waterfalls. What would you guys like to do here? I think only Jamfram really got the Bradyr got a little goofed up, but being out on this ice is extreme cold. So each minute that you're out here, you potentially take some damage, some cold damage.
I'm fine to keep on. Prater is fine to keep on moving if folks are ready to keep on moving.
Let's do it.
Keeping on.
Really, really happy that I swapped armor to one that doesn't have an upgrade slot for my thermal regulator. It's really, really good planning.
Perfect. It was really perfect timing.
Can you hand it to me?
Yes.
No?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not sure I have upgrade slots. I don't know. I need to look.
Oh, right. So after getting out here to the lake, the visibility does get a little bit better as I think the wind swept ice maybe drives down some of the snow flurries. So you can see a pretty good distance here and see maybe off in the distance. It looks to be like a spot of color far away and back kind of similarly to the side of the lake. You saw a large cliff face, which I believe you decided not to travel to in last week's episode. Do you guys want to roll and assist some one person on a, I believe, a survival check to get your bearing?
My survival is 16.
I think we determined yours is by and large the best. So people can aid Rebecca. Actually, Rebecca, if you want to roll first, I can tell you if it'd be worth aiding. It's not worth aiding. 7. Yeah. Even if everyone succeeded, I don't think that is enough. So, yeah, which direction do you guys want to head? Kind of off the side of the lake to what looks like a giant ice shelf or towards this spot of color in the distance?
Spot of color?
Spot of color. Yeah, spot of color sounds good.
Okay.
Hold on.
Is it going to be like an aurora or is it land?
What color is the spot of color?
It's white, you know.
It's actually
what if he said it was white?
That's not color, we're in white.
You see white. A little bit of red, I think. Oh, maybe like
red.
Like Santa's workshop red.
Santa.
We're gonna get toys. Let's hightail it.
You're not getting toys, you're getting coal.
Red.
You know that.
Redacted loves coal though.
I mean, that's true.
That's toys to Redacted. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a fair point. I forgot his walker runs off of coal.
Do we know anything about the flora in this area that might be red?
I mean, there's very little that survives. I mean, you passed about 100 miles of tundra before you hit the full ice fields of the north, the far north. There's very little that would
red be alive is concerning. Out. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a red flag for a reason, right? Like, is it blood? Bloody snow?
Snow blood?
I mean, normally if you see something off in a distance, right, it has to be a light. Because I don't know. I haven't seen blood from any further than about 5 feet away in my life. So, you know.
Unless it's a lot of blood.
Hold on. Is it red light? Like, is it in the sky? I'm still on the aurora borealis.
It could also be something that's red that's being reflected off of it, you know.
Yeah, or it could be a big red ship. Who knows?
It's, you know, a few miles away. And if you guys get inside of the walker, you'd probably get there, you know, only a few minutes after you get off of the lake. So I will have you just make each one fortitude save for the next few minutes. I'm going to make it the lower end of the DC, which would be 18. Not to take some cold damage.
Why do I even bother?
Oh my God, Tyler, why do you?
I don't know. Last week, I didn't even make it. I just was like, he fails. I don't. Why am I going to waste everybody's time by clicking a single button?
What am I doing here?
Yeah, just hit me. Hit me with that 10 damage.
Let's see. I mean, it is just D4s of non-lethal cold damage, but in addition to this, everyone takes D6s of damage. Is that right? Okay, so everyone takes 9 points of damage. If you've saved, you do not take additional non-lethal here. 7 points of non-lethal damage.
Wait, we take damage even if we saved?
if I'm reading this correctly, yes.
Hold on, I'm confused. Do I take 9 or do I take 7?
If you failed, you're taking 16. If you succeeded, everyone takes 9. Some of this is lethal cold damage, and then there's a little extra chill to the bone. And if you stay out in this longer, the DC will continue to go up on the additional damage. I should mention that you guys did get from Ezrind Shire a mobile hotelier, so you can set up like an emergency shelter if the ice, the wind storms out here get too bad for too long. But as you get off of the frozen lake, it does feel a little bit warmer. At least the wind shield goes down a bit. So right now, I think the huddling up in the vehicle might save you against some of these continuous saves. But yeah, if it keeps getting cold, like if another storm rolls through here, you might have to quickly set up that hotelier very quickly.
Pass the hotelier.
Let's see. Pass the lake monster, big old lake monster. Right as you all truck through, mechanized step through the frozen waste, you get a better sense of what looks like a large circular dot on some of your scans as you walk through the snowstorm back on solid ground. Before you see what looks like a white orb kind of submerged in the frozen tundra, a large dome. And as you get closer, you see it's almost a perfect dome with snow on top of it and large mounds of it along the side. And as you get closer to it, you see there seems to be a strange magical presence in this almost glass clear like dome, almost like a snow globe. But as you move some of the snow away, inside is amazing sights. You see green grass and trees, and in the center of what looks like a few hundred meters wide glen, a little pond and a small cottage with a red roof, a garden planted next to it. It looks downright delightful in there. Looks like a little hobbit hole.
They make it so cozy so fast.
Mm-hmm. Do we see signs of anybody actually living in there, or do we just see flora?
There's like maybe some clothes out on a line outside the house.
Do they look like they're
shattered to the touch, right?
Do they look like they're in fashion?
It looks pretty warm in there, to be honest. It looks, you know, green grass. There's some kind of magical and or artificial light that seems to be getting through the snowstorms around you.
Is there a door?
Do you make me a mysticism check? You don't see any door.
It's a natural one.
Asher and Sky looking for doors where today. None exist. No.
All right. Can I instead suggest that Praedir do his magic stuff and go through the walls of this weird place and see what's inside?
Okay.
It's no scarier than what you did in like two episodes ago.
All right, but if you leave me and my body freezes to death here, I will haunt you for the rest of time.
Deal.
Patrick, hug me while I'm gone.
I'm gonna ghost out and pop into the cottage.
No, you are not, because as you depart from your body and try to make your way through this board, this giant dome, you get a sense of a massive magical energy barrier standing between you and the other side, the greener side, where the grass is much greener than the frozen North Pole. It seems like you hit just a solid wall made up of force, but you're pretty sure your spell is working. Like you can move through the walker, you can move through just about anything else here outside of the dome.
Okay, I lied. It is scarier than what you went through before. Sorry.
Pretty powerful magic seems to have this in place.
Can anyone else do a mysticism check? I think we have other people who do magic. Yeah, so
you want to pop back in your body?
Yeah, Praedir will pop back in his body and he'll say, there are very few things that can keep me out when I am in that form. And one of the few things are force abilities. Typically very high level magic, and it seems to be surrounding this entire thing. And then, yeah, can I make a mysticism check or something against
yes.
that?
You going up to inspect in the dome?
30.
Yes, you see that it seems to be keeping out just about every little bit of the storm. You don't see even like a snowflake inside on the grass. But as you put your hand, you feel it kind of give way, almost like you're just pushing your hand through water. You can stick it right inside and it feels quite nice in there. Balmy 77 degrees.
Well, looks like it doesn't stop our physical form. So Jamfram, after you.
In we go. And I will trudge through the mighty barrier.
Yeah.
Patrick, you have to tell me if the barrier is mighty.
It's, yeah. I'm upset that Patrick essentially light. Has made the force walls from Star Wars Phantom Menace, the first movie that the Gungans use to repel the droids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we get for being droids.
About that,
we are in fact droids.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, the secret revealed.
Those redacted. Force fields existed in Star Trek 20 years before, but that's cool. If you want to talk about Phantom Menace.
Oh, if only that we somebody put that on like the ranking of best sci-fi of all time.
Yeah. Also, Drew, the Phantom Menace is funny because it's a meme, and that's hence the reference. I wouldn't actually make fun of the Star Trek shows.
Star Trek has no memes.
Star Trek has no funny memes. So sorry,
not a single funny meme. Right. So as you push through Redacted, if you try to take through the Space Wagon Walker, it does not seem to be able to penetrate the same way your friends penetrate this.
Does the wall say no fatties?
No, but if you're taking Praetor has rolled so well, it does seem to be letting through perhaps intelligent creatures. Doesn't seem like a vehicle is going to get through this barrier. So yeah,
well, it's been fun, guys.
You can stay out here with the like -40 degree temperature and maybe make some more fortitude saves for me, or you can set up the hotelier and relax. But if you want to pop inside, those of you that do, it is a pleasant, sunny feeling day inside. You see that there's artificial light coming kind of towards the top of the dome, just like in the real world. This little dome on the bottom is flat, but there's a barrier on the top with a fake sun. You also feel like a slight breeze. You don't know where that's coming from, but as you look inside, looking out to the snow, it seems like it's an illusion. There exist mountains and all kinds of nice fields and forests in the distance on the other side of the dome, but everything inside here feels very real. You see a small path leading up to this cottage, small stone path made up of extremely black, almost glass-like stones, well-worn over time. And this entire place, like I said, seems pretty impervious to the rest of this harsh winter going on outside.
Is there a bar?
Nope.
Moving on, gang. Moving on. All right.
There doesn't seem to be any intelligent life here.
Guys could have stalked the hotelier with some little nips, some nibs, but you didn't. No one
are there thought. Other people here?
You don't see anybody. The only sign of life here is this small cottage.
Meaning we should probably go towards the small cottage.
About all there is. There's a little garden outside and a large tree nearby. But besides that, it's just some green grass, maybe a few little fields of wheat and some other kind of a very naturally looking plant life.
Does it look well tended? Like, this isn't natural garden.
As you get close to the garden, yeah, it looks like, you know, it's been tilled by hand. You see maybe like a pair of gloves and like a shovel kind of nearby. So yeah, who's knocking on the door?
I will do it.
There's a start inside as you hear maybe a scooch of furniture and some clanging pots and pans and something knocking over, and from inside you hear a voice say,
one minute, hold on.
Hang on, I wasn't expecting visitors. I don't have my pants on.
Should we like stand on the opposite sides of the door, but just like out of frame, just in case this being jumps out?
It's a second ice crab.
Where's my wife? please come in. I've just been waiting for my sweetheart to return with the fish for today's dinner. Let me lay out the spread.
Didn't I mention the door of the cottage is 15 feet wide and shaped like a crab? Oh, I can't believe I left that out of my description. No, opening the door, you see an old man, perhaps on in his years, octogenarian style, wearing loose-fitting clothing, kind of put him more as a vacationer or a tourist, old man of rough and spun threadbare cotton.
Oh, hello! Yes, welcome to my home. Welcome, my heart. I figured it might take another decade or so for someone to spot me all the way down here. Come on in. Well, yeah, the name's Claymer. I go by just Claymer will do. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. You must have come a long way.
Indeed. By one presumes you've also come a long way.
He pops back into his home and makes you follow him in. And it's like a little hobbit hole inside. And
how about that?
You see ancient artifacts from what look like perhaps some very old civilization, stone tools next to brass armor, scrolls, leather-bound books, and even some elven artifacts, elven tools, and maybe even some Aslanti kind of tech on the walls, Aslanti ancient cog-like tech that you saw on the moon. In the center of the cabin, it's just a very large table with chairs around it, maybe some stools you can grab and get nearby. And
I'm sorry, Patrick, what kind of being is Claymer? Is he a human? Is he
just an old guy? old human man.
Claymer.
Yeah, well, you all must be those colonists that I heard so much about. Welcome. Can I get you something like a tea or coffee?
Maybe a little stronger, like hooch. I imagine it's pretty cold out here. What brings you all the way up to the snowfields?
Sir, we've received word of a craft that's landed nearby, and we've come to investigate and discern whether any survivors of the landing may require our assistance. Do you require our assistance?
No, I'm pretty good. I've come down with a little bit of the gout, but I've got some some spells and herbs and things that are making it pretty bearable. Bunions. It's a hard one for me to deal with myself, but you don't got to worry about that. Let me get you something to drink.
Can we cure that? Is that a thing we could hit with serum or something?
We cure bunions.
Does a serum cure bunions?
People can resurrect the dead. Yeah, I think there's probably a magical cure for bunions somewhere.
Serum cures bunions, right? Give the man a serum.
I think it's like a temporary thing, and like the next day he's walking around on a bunion, and it's like, it still hurts. It's chronic for the day.
Relieves bunions for the next 10 minutes. That would be the worst. Actually, you know what? That would be the second worst serum in all of Starfinder.
You're down here looking for someone in distress? That must be that commotion I heard the other day. You know, I heard a big clatter to the south of me, and you know, I meant to go check on them. I must have forgotten all about it. Things seem to slip my mind easier these days. You guys are all heading out to that, I'm guessing, one of your starships?
Not one of our starships, personally, but you know, we received a distress call from probably a different settlement's spacecraft, and seeing as we are one of the few people who have the ability to actually monitor this area, we felt we had a moral responsibility to investigate.
He kind of snaps his fingers, and the fire on the stove pops to life under a tea kettle. And he starts arranging some tin cups, some clay cups around and get them ready for you guys. It's like,
it's a little dangerous in the snow. I've been turned around myself. You'll want to wait out a storm, and I can give you some general directions. I've not ventured out myself into the drifts for many months, and I've not left my home in quite a few years. All I can tell you, though, is you got to avoid that frozen lake. There's a real jerk that lives underneath it. We will try to eat you up.
Yeah.
We killed him.
Not anymore.
Oh, goodness. Seems a little overkill. Just kind of protected territory, but I understand. He's a jerk. But yeah, head south, kind of westernly from here. I think it's like about a few hours journey if the winds are not unfavorable. So what are your names?
I introduced myself as Jamfram, since I've sort of, I seem to have taken the lead in introducing myself. I suppose I owe my name first. And I tell them that we come from the Viridian. Viridian is where we come from. Yeah. I didn't have to look that up.
When you said that, I heard land from down from the land down under.
We come from a land down under. You might know of it as the place where men go and women chunder.
Can you hear the thunder?
No, my ear is not so good.
You better run. You better take cover.
Do you want to show him some Project Sharpwing, like the general area of your colony, or do you want to describe it at all?
Yeah, should we show him that we've been like watching him poop and stuff?
No, definitely not.
Sharpwing goes right in through the window.
just a quick peek.
Yeah, no, do you want to describe the what was once the Verduran Forest, this giant forest along the river?
I don't know. This guy kind of seems like the conservation type. I don't know if I really want to talk about ripping up part of a forest, but yeah, I'll say that we located our settlement in a forest along a river that leads into the whatever we're calling the inner sea in this world. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Delightful territories down there. Very, very mild. I believe I've lived down there for some time myself before seeking a little bit of solitude up here in the north.
What were you trying to seek solitude from?
Oh, you know, just people's things. There's always so many animals and other things on this world. While it's very dangerous storms up here in the cold, it's not too bad if you have a place like this set up, and no one really bothers me here. I mean, not that you're a bother.
Not a bother at all. He starts pouring tea and coffee for anyone.
If I may, how long have you been here?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, I think all my life. Maybe my father, so to speak, before me, or his father before him, was one that built this place. But I've traveled all over this world. My kind has been on this planet for thousands of years, near as I can calculate. We trace our lineage to the ancient ages of this world.
Really?
When there was many, many more opportunities for kinds of types like my kind, born with magic in my blood, I suppose.
Are there any more like you here on, you know, that you know of? We haven't found any other like native peoples of this world.
No, I venture to say there's no one like me on this entire world. He waves a hand again, and the light on the stove goes out.
Mm. Sir, what did you say your name was? I didn't catch your name.
Just Claymer is all I go by.
Oh.
And
oh, right. Yeah, we did. I did. I didn't catch your name, but you did say it. Sorry.
I apologize. I am not good with guests. I've not spoken to anyone for, I don't know if I've ever spoken to anyone.
Great guests.
When I was young, like you, I did much more potent things in my youth,
so to speak.
Yeah, but I'm mostly retired now. I used to adventure, probably like you adventure. I plied my magics from place to place, but I like my peace and quiet now. So, yeah, no, explorers came here many years ago. A few years back, I saw starships coming to the planet. I suppose that was you, and I decided not to leave my retreat up here any longer. I let you all do what you need to do on the planet, and for as long as you're here, at least none stay on the planet. No,
do many come?
Oh, there's been many over the centuries.
Last couple hundred years, you know.
Oh, I believe there have been some, not many in that time. You all have come to this planet at a very dark time indeed. Perhaps you've heard tales of the devouring shadow.
The what?
The shadow which consumes. Here, please drink up. I'll tell you a story perhaps longer than many of your kinds have been alive, but it was something, a shadow that came to this universe and then came to this world long ago. My kind prospered, built empires of mountains and forests and deserts, shaping this world into a paradise. And I was told the shadow grew very jealous, and darkness spread over the lands, and that which all who tried to oppose the shadow fell, their life was devoured, and the shadow would return to feed on the peoples of this planet over and over, each time gaining strength before retreating back. You will have come here, and I believe once more perhaps awakened the shadow. There have not been many here since. I think the elves were here for a time. Good folk, the elves. Oh, like you, points to Praedir. You know, they realize something was happening. Something in the ground was not right. It was too late, though. Much too late. The devourer, it does what it does.
Devourer is going to devour.
You know, yeah, it's right there in the name. So they weren't long here, and I'm sorry if you all think this is a permanent place of residence, but it really is not.
My God.
You've seen so many settlement attempts fail because of this shadow. You must have some idea of what this entity is, a force.
Have you not seen the signs? It is a dark radiation that it controls. It is something that corrupts and can bring back those it kills. It is a very powerful entity, and I'm afraid perhaps at one point in my life I might have been able to take on 50 creatures or so that was soaked in its black magics, killed by its radiation, but not any longer.
I look over at Praedir, and I'm like, shaking my head.
I can tell. I have seen it before. You've been touched by this thing. You know what I speak of.
Cat's out of the bag, huh?
Huh, yes. But I mean, that could be a long ways off. I've technically never seen the shadow come upon this world. I've just been told that this is what happens here again and again. Again and again and again. But this time might be a little different. You seem to have brought many colonists to this world. It's a shame.
Thousands, yeah.
Huh. Well, yeah. Maybe you can save your friends that crash landed here and make some plans for the future. You're welcome to stay if you want to take a rest here. I can gather up some things from the garden and absolutely murder a chicken for you guys. Do you have chicken where you come from?
I think we do, but
it's really good.
It's really good.
No, so you guys have space chicken. It's very
good. We have cockadoodle dank.
This is a free range magic chicken.
Magic chicken. This is a check-in that you behead it and you eat it, and then the head regenerates the rest of its body every single day.
Yeah.
Magic. No, it's just regular chicken.
I liked my eternal tormented chicken. No, yes, we will accept your hospitality as we...
We call it the chicken of a thousand screams.
A thousand balks.
Yeah, any other questions while you're staying here? Like I said, you can set up the mobile hotelier outside, but you can also just sleep outside.
I guess there's something that confuses me about like the way he's presenting the timeline of events. Mm. I mean, he's describing how multiple colonization attempts of the planet have failed due to the shadow, but he's specifically described the elves, but he says he's never seen this. He's just been told it.
Yeah.
So that implies that like these are stories. So A, the last person he knew, his father, I'm assuming he heard them from him. And that was who knows how many forever agoes. And these are stories that were even passed down from like who knows however many forever ago's from that point.
It's got truly an ancient piece of work.
Yeah, that's the feeling I'm getting is like these are ancient stories that were told that have been passed down for a very long time, which were passed, you know, which eventually ended at him. But then we've had this great long period of time before from where like his father died or disappeared or whatever to where we have arrived and met him at this point.
You seem pretty nice. If you want to make a diplomacy check or ask any probing questions.
Yeah. Who's your dad?
Seems a little absent-minded as he goes about, you know, making dinner for you guys.
What's your dad like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to meet that dad.
Hey, I know this might be sudden, but here's an entire timeline of our universe as we know it.
Look at that.
Just starting with Regan, could you just kind of put some notes where you think things have happened? There's one particular time that you would have really, you may have noticed where like there was an entire ripple across our universe. Maybe you remember that thing. When did that happen?
No, unfortunately, our kind here on this planet, we don't remember much before my, I guess, great-grandfather around that time. There was a pretty confusing thing that happened in the universe. Don't know much about it. And before that is a long time. It's a big blank. But in that entire time, yes, I've been told stories of what we have done here. Oh, let me go kill that chicken. I'll be right back. Doot, doot, doot. Bonk.
Comes back in, starts plucking feathers.
Oh, yes, this looks good. He
comes back and he's holding a duck. This guy doesn't even know what a duck is.
Oh, God. I was going to say he goes out and the chicken kills him, comes back in plucking this old man.
Anyway, where was now, I? Now I'm a chicken.
I'm just an old country hyper chick.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tyler. You're pointing at a timeline and... What did you want him to do? You want him to give you like a history lesson?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have, no, that was mostly a bit.
Hold on. I have a real question. Maybe this is a shot in the dark, but is he familiar with the name Cursed?
Who now? What?
No.
I'm not familiar with the name Cursed.
I think everyone knows of Cursed and Cursed Industries. It's the giant science lab you found in your territory.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
you know, yeah. Where you died.
I mean, where the radiation was, right? Like it was an underground place, yes, where radiation was bred. See,
and that's what's like so confusing to me is like he's saying that he's never. So we've encountered places that have this like corrupting radiation that he's describing as being a part of like the devouring shadows capabilities. These things seem so it's like so either those things are much, 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 much older, like happened way further down the road than I thought they did.
I mean, that was like 100 years ago, right? Isn't that what we were told? Cursed Industries was 100 years ago. But if he's talking about his grandfather and his great grandfather.
Yeah. And the fact that like he's never seen. The fact that he's never seen the shadow do its thing. So it's weird to like put these things in like a chronological order that makes sense.
What about that symbol that went around the colony in the early days?
Mm. Yes.
Can we show him that and ask Fulton him if he's seen that?
Yeah. Do you want to describe Cursed and kind of a general location of the lab?
Sure. Yeah. Prater really is trying to figure out the timeline, so that's fine. Uh-huh.
It's like, oh yes, I've seen that symbol indeed. Long ago. I don't remember where, but you describe, I think, something perhaps my father told me about. Yes, some scientists that came long ago, and they were a fun sort. I watched. My father watched from afar those experiments they did. They moved the earth around. It amused him, so they were not very successful. I've seen much more impressive feats than that. But no, they likely all died. The shadow consumed. Shame.
Can I roll like a sense motive? Yes. I mean, I think both you and both Tyler and Pradier are sensing something's a little funk.
Oh, little man. Funk about Can I time. Reroll? I rolled a two.
Episode reroll. Do it.
Yeah, do it, man. Do it.
Oh, my God. I hate.
Birthday reroll. Do it.
I'm so happy that I put almost max points into this skill only for it to fail like one time it comes you need up. It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It I hate that so much about these kind of games.
Nax sends his regards.
This will be on basically these last few questions that you ask. So, I mean, if you ask more, you can roll more. But on these last few, he seems more confused than he doesn't seem to be, you know, trying to lie to you or anything. I mean, you do sense maybe some kind of early onset dementia or like memory lapses as he kind of like walks in and out of the house a few times with, you know, forgetting things. And a few times he looks a little surprised that you guys are there. He's like, oh, yes, yes.
Oh, God, Patrick, what chicken did he kill?
He only had the one.
Oh, no, not the one. Can
he draw a picture of his father?
I was just going to ask for. I was literally just going to ask for his father's name or his family name.
Picture of my father. That's a good one. Oh, what does your father look like, Mister Zilix man?
Produces a selfie.
I'm sorry, I don't have these newfangled devices that you have, but he. He had some strong features. I don't know what you want from me here.
You know,
is there a mirror in the house?
I think you guys can selfie mode.
Does he look like this?
Oh, witchcraft. Oh, what is this? Oh, is that me? Oh, no. I look so old. I should stay out of my artificially created sunlight. yes, my father looked a great deal like I did. You understand how genetics work, right? I mean, how blood works.
Yeah. You know, we have traveled and unearthed, you know, a few old facilities. We were even on this planet's moon. We found some old facilities there.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. You ever been to the moon? Thank you. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool moon.
Yeah.
If you haven't been, you should go.
Yeah. Definitely my top five moons visited somewhere up there.
Top five.
Listen okay. I'll put it on my list to get to besides the southwest corner of my little dome. It'll be that and the moon.
Claymere, I'm very curious. What if you comfortable sharing? What was your father's name? What was your family name? I mean, if your history of this in this place goes back so far, I feel like one day we may come across an archaeological record of, you know, your people. It would be good to know.
Our kind did not keep many records like you would think about, scratched out on tablets or whatnot. We have magic to communicate with one another throughout generations. But I understand you might not believe in that kind of thing with your laser beam ships and cellular phones.
I mean, no, we believe. We just need a little more concrete evidence.
Yeah, your TikToks and whatnot.
Your crazy space tubes. No, he... I mostly called him father, but perhaps Claymer is a family name as well. We did not have many guests. There was not much need for names. He just called me what he needed to when he needed to. I'm very confused why you're so interested in my family.
Don't you want to know about
my great grandfather's marvelous magical dome? It's made out of magic.
As someone who uses magic, I can tell. I tried to actually pass through it magically and could not.
Oh, probably won't be able to do that. Oh, no, no, no. But, yeah. You know, you guys got here okay. You got through. I'm sorry that your large mechanical walking thing did not get through, little gray man.
For now.
Oh, that was very threatening. Okay. Yes, but yes, you all are welcome to stay here, but be careful out in the wastes. There's more than just the lake horror that is alive out there. And, well, things get pretty hungry. Some things only eat like once a year, and they'll make a snack out of you.
Dear Claimer, I have a question for you, my friend. If we do go out into the great unknown, how can we contact you if we would like to chat?
Oh, that's so nice. I mean, you guys can come and visit. Maybe don't bring all 1,000 colonists or whatever.
Oh, no. Could we leave a communication device with you or anything to that sort?
Oh, I don't know if those would really work out here. You'd have to have like a whole host of starships in orbit around, geosync orbit around the planet in order to bounce your magic waves off of them.
Yeah, you're right. We wouldn't happen.
We certainly wouldn't have that.
that would take so long and be such a hassle to do, sending up dozens of your starships. No, but I mean, if you want, I collect all kinds of knickknacks from all over the world that I find, you know, once people have died, and bring them back here for a little decoration. So, yeah, you can leave what you want to. Does this thing have space Spotify on it?
Well,
can you download some songs for me?
We got you. You know, space Spotify. You've been around the block.
If you are comfortable with it, you can simply touch my hand and then you can communicate with me, you know, at least for a while we're traveling through the waste, in case something happens. Would be nice to be able to reach you since you are the regional expert, you know.
Oh, that's very kind of you to say. Magically link yourself to me? Is that what you want to do, pray dear?
If that's acceptable.
I think that can be arranged.
He moves forward and puts
a
leathery, liver spotted hand for you to grab, and it's both way too warm and there's a little bit of static shock as you grab it and hold on, and all of a sudden Radier's eyes go pitch black and he does that that creepy thing where his head like chickens up, just like straight up into the sky.
Not chickens up. We've already killed a chicken.
Ducks up. Gosh.
Just goes straight up like looking into the sky as you're plunged into a world of magical darkness. You feel your consciousness kind of ripped away, falling through thousands and thousands of lattice layer of arcane blood magic through entire horizons of vast magical energy. Many of these formless, self-replicating shape along the vanishing point of this magical world spell out the words to be continued. You done touched the magic man.
All I wanted to do was, Drew was like, can we talk with you? And I was like, oh, I can solve that. All I've got to do is touch him and then we can talk to him whenever we want, no matter where we are. And
yes, try to leave a communicator, Tyler. Come on.
Yeah, well, some device is like 50 credits, man. You done cheaped out.
I was mostly, he can, it's one of those things where he can throw the communication device away. He can drop it in the water. He can crush it with a thing. He can't do that with.
Do that with Prettier's soul, oh can he?
I didn't think he could. I was apparently very wrong.
Personal commune is 7 credits? What are these made out of? Just like a single piece of plastic and like a microchip.
Yeah.
No, it's like 2 cans and a string.
No, it's 7 credits, but then you have to pay the communications company every month for the next 2 years.
I like to think that in some world, we we die. And many years later, Claimer goes to sell the communication device for a grand total of 10% of 7 credits. And it's just like, wow, they really left me with a piece of junk.
We're going to claim we're going to run
nothing. You're leaving them with a psychic because you're link. Afraid
we're
going
to
round
this up to 1 credit.
0. That's going to do it for us this week. Maybe we got some more icy adventures continuing on next week. Folks, thanks for playing with me.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick. Listeners, thanks for listening. We'll catch you on next week's episode of Cosmic Crits.
Good night.
Bye-bye, folks.
Bye-bye.
Yahar, probably.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.